Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Siman Shin Sadiches Si'ifim Hey and Vav. We are up to Si'if Hey. This is page Reish Samach Dalet Amud Beis, or page 528. So again, we're discussing how to measure the Alpayim Amah of Tchum Shabbos. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Beis Dirashu Yotze Me'ir Im Hayu Beino Ve'ni'ir Ayin Amu Shnei Shlishim Shu Tzela Beis Asayim Amruva'os. If let's say you have 70 and 2/3 Amos of space in between the city and the house that's closest to the city, or less than that, it is then mitzarif to the city. It's considered to be an extension of the city. It's considered part of the city. So when you go and you measure the 2,000 amos in every direction, you measure the 2,000 amos only starting from that house, even though that house itself seems to be outside of the city. Says the Rama, the Yeshom Shein Maskin Limdod Miad Min Abayi. And the Rama says, Yesh Omrim, that not only do you start at that house, you measure another 70 and 2/3 amos from that house, and from there is where you start the measurements of the 2,000 amos from a city. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Yotes, Beis Dira, Sivkatan Yotes, is that what we're up to? Yeah, Beis Dira, Aval Pisha in Darinba, a Beis Dira, even though no one lives in it, it still has the ability to extend the city. Chutz mi Beis Dira zeh, Pirisha Molchun Chut, Al Kol Pnei Rocha V'ir, Keneged Beis Dira zu, Kedei Sheya Tchum Shava, B'kol Makom, that when you extend the where you start the measuring of the Tchum from, it's not just right where that Beis Dira is, but you draw a line, as if that Beis Dira has a whole bunch of neighbors, that the whole city extends all the way to that, where that Beis Dira is. From there and on, you measure the Tchum Shabbos. And so is true in all places that you measure. That according to the opinion quoted in the Ramah, even if there's no Beis Dira that extends past the city, we simply don't start measuring the 2,000 amos until 70 and 2/3 amos out of the city. But according to the first opinion, no, if you have a regular city, so you just measure 2,000 from the city. It's only if you have two cities that are next to one another, then we'll see that there's a double 70 and 2/3, which we'll get to in Sif Zion, not tonight. That the Rama says, I think we could be makil to measure the 70 to measure the 2,000 amos from 70 and 2/3 amos past the house that's within 70 and 2/3 amos of the city. Now says the Shulchan Aruch Sivvav, let's say you have one house that's within 70 amos roughly of the city, and then another house is within 70 amos of that house, then a third house is within 70 amos of that house. It could go house after house after house, hundreds of houses. It could take days worth of journey. It's still all considered one city. The city just keeps on extending and extending and extending. You measure from the last house, and that's provided that it's that last house is that all the houses are 4x4 amos or larger. Let's just take a quick look. It's as if one city that just has an area that's very suburban, that the houses are very spread apart from one another, so it's like up in the country, but that it's all considered the same city. So he says that the Rama would tell you not to measure 2,000 amos from the last bayis, but to measure 70 and 2/3 amos, and then 2,000 amos from the last bayis. But he says in the Bir Alacha, I tell you that we really pass like the Mechaber, that you just measure the 2,000 amos from the last bayis. weiter in the Mechaber. V'chein beis haknesses sheyesh bo beis dira lechazanim. If you have a beis haknesses that has a residence for the shamus of the shul to live in, ubeis tifla shaleinu yehudim sheyesh bo beis dira lekohaneim. Or you have a church that has a beis dira for their priests. V'otzaros sheyesh ben beis dira. Or you have a storage facility that has a beis dira. V'agesher v'akever sheyesh ben beis dira. Or a bridge or a cemetery that has a beis dira for the watchmen. V'shalosh mechitzos shein aleim tikra v'yesh ben daladamos al daladamos. Or if you have a structure that has three walls, but no roof over it, but it's 4x4 amos. V'abayis habana biyam, or you have a bayis that's built by the sea. V'shtei mechitzos sheyesh aleim tikra, or if you have a structure that has two walls and yes a roof, umaziva umaara sheyesh binyan alpia, or if you have a cave that has a structure at its entranceway, v'yesh ba beis dira, and it has a beis dira, kol elu mitzarfin ima. All of those you mitzarif to the city. They count as a house that's an extension of the city. Imhayu betoch ayinam v'shirayim. If they are within 70 and 2/3 amos of the city, umeose abayis hayotze roim kiilu chutz batuach al pnei kol iir umodin chutz meose chutz al payim ama. And from where that house extends, you draw a straight line as if the entire city extends all the way to that line. That becomes the new border of the city, and then you measure the 2,000 amos from there. Aval shtei mechitzos shein aleim tikra. But I'll tell you what doesn't count as a bayis. If you have two walls only and there's no tikra, there's no roof. Aval bishadarim beneim. Even though there are people that live there, v'agesher v'akever ubeis haknesses ubeis tifla shenil yudim v'atzaros shavatzaros she'ein behem beis dira. Or if you have a bridge or a cemetery or a shul or lahavdil a church that or a storage facility that does not have a residence attached to it, v'abor v'ashiach v'amara v'ashovach, or you have a pit or a crevice in the ground or a cave or a dovecot or bayish besvina or a houseboat. All of that does not count as a home that extends the city. Hagas says Rama, batim ke'elu dinam ki'ira asui ki'keshes. We'll have to see what that means, because the Mishnah Berurah is going to change the wording of that Rama. So let's see now in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Chaf Hey, I think we're up to. No, yes, Simkat Chavei, that lechazanim, the stam beis haknesses lav ledira of it. A beis haknesses only counts if it has a residence for the chazanim, but a regular beis haknesses we don't assume is a residence. Lekoaneim, delinin istarfus leibur, as far as being mitstarif to the ibur, was lo beinon dafka diras Yisrael. It doesn't have to be that it's a Jewish residence. So even though it's only a priest that lives there, that's still a residence. Vod saros l'tavua l'yayin l'shemen, storage facilities where they keep grain or wine or oil. V'lav l'dira mikri, that's not called that it's made for dira. Hilkach bina sheben beis dira l'shomrim. So therefore it needs to have a beis dira for the guards of that area. Any beis dira that we talk about is going to be dalad amos al dalad amos. Sheish ben beis dira l'shomer agesher litol me'meches ubeis akvaros. The beis dira is for the guardian of the bridge, who's there to collect taxes, and the guardian of the beis akvaros to make sure that people don't vandalize the cemetery or whatever it might be. V'shalosh mechitzos sheish ben beis dira mitchila v'neras. A shalosh mechitzos counts as a beis dira because we assume it used to be a beis dira, and one of the walls was destroyed, and the ceiling was destroyed. All of these things that we're defining as a beis dira, if they get destroyed, and what remains of them is either three walls without a ceiling, or two walls with a ceiling, that still counts as a beis dira. They have a place right by the waterfront where you could take the kalim from the boat and keep them there. Lekach nechshav beis dira. That's called the beis dira. V'gam zayim mari sheish b'dalad amos al dalad amos al medes b'tok shiv mamav v'shirayim li'ir. And that also is presuming that it's at least 4 amos by 4 amos and within 70 2/3 amos of the city. V'shtei mechitzos ari gam ken sheya beis dira mitchila v'neras. And when we say that having two mechitzos and a ceiling counts as a beis dira, that's also presuming that it once was a beis dira and has since been destroyed. Umaziva tos sofer. Velas b'gemara poskim. The word maziva doesn't belong. That's why I skipped over it when I was translating. Uma'ara sheyesh. And if you have a cave that has a base dira that has a structure by its entranceway with the base dira, then it's also going to be mitzdarif dim dilafachi in ma'ara nechsheves lebeis dira. If there's no special structure, then it's not considered to be a base dira in its own right. Haburganin sukos shos and shomer ginos or shomer ir lishmar ir vaperos, the huts that the guards of gardens and guards of cities would have in order to watch over that which they're in charge of, whether it be the city or the peros, einim dadinima, that doesn't get measured with it. V'dafka b'makom d'shchichi ganvi, that's only where there are a lot of ganavim around, the ganvi luhu o geshamim shashot v'nosan, or there's a lot of rain that's going to flood it out. That's why it's not considered to be a real base dira, because it will get stolen in a minute. It's going to get flooded and destroyed in a minute. But if it's a more permanent type of watchtower, that actually can be a base dira if it's 4x4 amos. But the Shari Tshuva says that the Burganin actually don't need to be Dalet Amos, even if they're less than Dalet Amos, as long as they have some level of permanence to them, they count as a base dira. A bias on a boat doesn't count, because sometimes it goes, it travels away beyond, it floats away beyond 70 amos. So this is where the Mishabura changes the lashon of the Ramah. This is a typo. V'tzarech lomar, what the Ramah means to say is batim ke'elu neged shnei rashei ha'ir. V'ratz lomar, what he means to say is shem harbe batim yotzim ze achar ze ad rochok me'alpayim in ha'ir. If you have a lot of houses, one after the other, until more than 2,000 amos from the city, v'chein b'tzad ha'sheni dina ki'ir asuya ki'keshas, we're then going to view it as one big city that's shaped like a rainbow. V'hainu di'im haya ben shnei atzadim arba alpayim Amma, which means that if there are 4,000 amos between the two extremes, ein modedinatchum elamei etzama ir velomin elu abatim, we measure the tchum from the city itself and not from these houses. V'kolshkein mitzad echad yotzin batim ad chutz la'alpayim, especially if in one side there are houses that go until beyond 2,000 amos, imiira rucha yoser me arba alafim, and if the city is more than 4,000 amos long, ein motchna. We do not continue the city on the other side corresponding to that bias. But remember when we spoke about the rainbow shaped city, you're for sure allowed to go through all the houses from one end to the other. It's just a question of going in a straight line from one end to the other through an area that doesn't have houses at all. So to review what we learned tonight in Sifhei, we said that any time you have a base dira that's beyond the city limits but within 70 and 2/3 amos, the mechaber holds you measure the 2,000 amos from there in a straight line from there, meaning you make that the new border of the city, and the Ramas says you go 72 and 2/3 amos past there and then measure the 2,000 amos. And then in Sivav we said that that you could have multiple batei dira within 72 and 2/3 amos of one another, and we just view it like a very spread out kind of neighborhood, we then defined what counts as a base dira. So it's got to be dalet amos al dalet amos, and it has to be something that has some level of permanence. And if something used to be a base dira and has been destroyed, if it has either three walls or two walls and a ceiling, then it still qualifies as a base dira. But we also listed things that do not qualify as a base dira. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night we'll continue with Se'ifim, Zion, and Ches, also from a remote location. Tomorrow night I plan on being in Toronto for a chasana, so Be'ez Hashem, stay tuned to the WhatsApp for exactly when we will be learning. Thank you so much for joining tonight.